All right, so I'm going to invite different folks to come up, and we're going to start with Adam and Megan.
Good morning, first of all. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Megan Powell, and I moved here to California a year ago in December, and then on New Year's Day, I married this guy. And we were asked to talk about just how we fit into the global church, and then specifically Church of the Canyons, because we each have really opposite experiences up to this point. Adam grew up in this church most of his life, and then I just reached my one-year mark this month. And the new members class that Roger was talking about, it is fun. I can attest to that. I did that. It was awesome. So the transition has been really, really smooth. And people, a lot of people have asked me, how do you do that? How do you just move across the country and start going to a new church? How do you go to a church that's just your husband's friends? And some people have even brought up the biblical story of Ruth and how she left everything she knew and just never looked back. Well, I can tell you, and Adam could probably agree, that I am no Ruth from the Bible. And I don't think the transition to Church of the Canyons has gone well because of me. I think rather it's thanks to all of you guys that are sitting here. And that's what I'd like to expound on a little bit this morning. The first reason that I love Church of the Canyons is because of Adam. When I first met Adam, even before we were dating, before anything, all I heard about was Church of the Canyons. And when I first came to visit Santa Clarita, we had a dinner with a large group of some of you, and I think we spent hours just talking about the great memories and funny stories and summer camp and crazy camping trips and missions trips and youth group. And so just from the very beginning, before I ever came here, I couldn't believe what a large part of his life this church was. And I grew up in a great church, but it was a constantly changing, transient church. For those of you that don't know, my parents are missionaries in Asia. And my family was always involved in ministry and church, but church was more of a meeting place once a week because of the culture that we lived in. And so the congregation of that church, it came and went as businesses and families came and went. So it was constantly changing. And I never really experienced a church that Adam grew up with. And before I visited the very first time, I knew that I would love it here. And I do, so that's good. And there's so much of this church is just interwoven into the patterns of Adam's life. And I happen to adore him and love him. So it makes sense that this church, loving this church, just comes really naturally to me. And the second reason that I love, and I think that my transition has gone to COC really well, comes from my thankfulness for what you guys have done. I attended this church for the first 6 months that I attended. I don't think I ever got through a service without tears. And they're not necessarily tears of God's conviction, although I have a lot of those tears also. But they're overwhelming thankfulness for Church of the Canyons and all that has gone on here over so many years. And you may know that I sit in the back in the little booth with Adam while he runs sound. And each week, I have this unique opportunity to watch my entire church and to watch people worship and to watch people interact. And I can look at the incredible group of people that gather to fellowship, to worship. And I'm most thankful for the godly elders that God has blessed COC with. And I'm thankful for the godly men in this church that enabled me to marry a godly man. Sorry, I'm going to start crying now. So it's through the elders at COC that I can stand next to a solid, godly, excellent man. And I still have tears today because of that. And I'm so, so, so thankful. And there's many other reasons and many other people that make this church wonderful. But we are being timed and Brad is sitting right there. So do I think I am like Ruth? I did move far away, but I don't know if this transition would have gotten smoothly at another church. So I think the credit goes to you guys and the people around me.
And I just want to reiterate how thankful I am for all of you guys. It was such a huge blessing to have Megan come in and watch her immediately become enfolded into this body. She immediately like started new members class and was able to make friends so quickly to be able to see people around this room care about her and want to get to know her and immediately love her in the same way that you guys have loved me ever since I was in the fourth grade. You just immediately cared about my wife in the same way. And that was such a huge, huge blessing coming here. When we first got married, like many other newlyweds in the room know, we had a hard time financially and we couldn't afford a car for Megan. So she moves all the way here from the East Coast without a car and without a job. And it was so cool to see the way the Lord blessed us with the church family and people giving her rides and taking her to the grocery store and people taking her to doctor's appointments. And it's just been so cool to see the way that the Lord provides through the church family. And we're so thankful for that and for the friends that we have that are so close to us. And kind of the thing I really want to talk about is how much this church is a family, but how much more it's a family outside of these walls. And I think a lot of the time, we come on Sunday morning, we think, like Bob was talking about this morning, this is Church of the Canyons. Sunday morning is Church of the Canyons. But I think the reason for the family that we have here is because of the fellowship and the ministry that happens outside of Sunday morning. All the things that go on here during the week. And we've been so blessed by that. A big reason that the transition for Megan wasn't so hard is because we were immediately in ministry. We're immediately on worship team and immediately having really close friends there. It's such a huge blessing to have regular fellowship groups. We go to a family's house for dinner every Thursday night and to immediately plug into a secondary family like that and have fellowship every week where we know we're going to talk to the same people over and over and over again. And having people into our home has been such a huge blessing. If that's not something you guys have experienced very much, I would highly, highly encourage you to do that. My wife's, I think, primary gift is hospitality. And so we've been able to have a lot of people into our home and make so many good friends that way. And it's just so much fun to get to know people in the body of Christ and to really grow together as a family and as a community. And if your gift is not hospitality, then go out to eat together. We've had great times doing that with couples too, going out to eat after church on Sunday or throughout the week, getting together with people. And it's such a huge blessing. The Lord blesses our life so much through that and through those relationships and through those friendships. And we're so thankful for that. And we praise the Lord for how he's done that so much this past year, so much more than I ever could have imagined or dreamed of a year ago. The fact that she is so much a part of this body now, and I'm so thankful for it. So thank you so much to all of you guys.
Next, we will welcome up Linda Phillips. And yeah.
I'm Linda Phillips, obviously, and I was asked to talk about Awana. For those of you who don't know, we have Awana Club on Thursday nights, and we first started bringing our kids to Awana the first year we started homeschooling, and Jimmy was in kindergarten, and I used to sit back there in the back and watch the kids play, because when you're first homeschooling, your first year is like so stressful, you don't know what you're doing, and you're trying to get your stuff together, and I was like, I don't want to have anything to do with any kind of ministry or anything. So we only had three kids. I was sitting in the back all the time. And pretty soon the Sparks director glommed onto me. And he came up and he said, you should be working in Awana. I said, no way. You know, I don't want to teach kids. I'm teaching kids all day long. He said, you don't have to teach. Just come, listen to their verses, you know, play with them in game time. So I said, okay, I'll give it a try. So 19 years and five more kids later, here I am. Still in Awana. We have a first grader, so I may be in Awana forever. But some of the blessings is that all eight of our kids have either been in the program or have gone through leadership in the program. I think probably the oldest four have all been in leadership. Two of them are now in leadership in the junior high group, Kristen and Jimmy. And that's been a blessing for me as a mom to see. The obvious blessing of Awana is that the kids are hiding God's word in their hearts. I know my parents used to give us a dime to learn a verse. Okay, I'll pay you a dime for a verse. And I can still remember those verses that my parents paid me a dime to learn. So I know that, you know, they come because they want to play the games. The kids love the games, but they have their little handbook. They take their handbook home, and every week they're learning verses. And as they're learning verses, guess who else is learning verses? mom and dad, because most of the kids, they don't know what some of those long words are, and they need help. And so the parents are learning the verses, too. Sorry, I'm really nervous. You don't need your timer for me. But the one of the other blessings for me has been lasting friendships. Like, I look out here and I see Linda Childers. You know, they were commanders for the longest time. And my kids, their best friends were the kids that they grew up with in Awana. And that's my hope for my younger kids, too. But a blessing for me has been meeting so many of you in the church and serving alongside of you. I sit every week with Bev Axon and Belinda Galbraith, and we just have the greatest time, and we can share and pray for each other, and that has been a blessing in my life. So I would encourage you, if your kids are not in Awana, give it a try.
That was great. Thank you, Linda. Let's welcome these two, Lynn and Logan.
Brad asked us to come up here and speak, and let's see, I think the first thing that I thought of to come up here and talk about what God's been kind of doing, I kind of feel like Obama in the sense of my life can be described in one word, change. In this last year and a half, everything changed. I was going to seminary, then I stopped going to seminary. I was not married, now I am married. I got a promotion, I got a new car, then we got a house, then we got a baby. And it's like, whoo, and that's only in about a year and a half. So that doesn't always happen to everyone. So the Lord has definitely blessed us amazingly. And not only that, I changed from going to being on college leadership for 5 years to then, also in this last year, starting on worship team. I think the crazy thing about all this change, and I was sitting here thinking about this as I came up, is that if you know me, I'm probably more of a crier than she is. though everything changes, my friends don't. Sometimes when you're at other churches or whatever, or wherever you are in life, you change a ministry. You change friends. I didn't. I still got Jay. Like, and I'm just very thankful that I can leave a ministry and go to another and have the exact same friends who still want to be involved even though you're somewhere else. And that is awesome. And so that's what I'm thankful for what God's been doing in my life. And as I look ahead to this next year, which looks crazy, and I have no clue what's going to happen, I'm glad that the Lord has put faithful people in my life that won't change, though everything else does. So, and here's my wife.
I'm just going to have to adjust that mic a little. I'm Lynn Greenfield, married to this wonderful man, and I just want to thank all of you just for welcoming myself into your church family. I came about 5 years ago as a college student, the typical college student, church hopping, trying to find something that worked for me, and God ended up changing my perspective and realizing how amazing this church is, and that it's not about finding a church that works for me, but a church that loves the Lord, and seeing how much they've been able to bless me as a college student, and people actually cared about me, and that was the first time I had ever experienced that. And I made this church my home and didn't expect to stay here after college, and ended up, that was my main reason for staying at down in Santa Clarita when I graduated, is because of this church. And I want to thank you and praise the Lord that he has blessed you with an amazing gift of being able to welcome and enfold people. I know that's part of our slogan here at Church of the Canyon, is unfolding and equipping, and I think that you all live it out, and it's amazing, and it's such a blessing. And thank you just for all the different people in this room that have been personally involved in Logan's life, kind of what Megan was saying. It reminded me the same thing, that you've helped shape this person that I'm married to into a wonderful man, and I'm thankful for that. And again, we have a lot of changes in our life, and we look forward and anticipate the challenges that are ahead of us. God was so great to give us a great first year marriage to help our foundation get set, and for allowing us to be on worship team and giving us new friends and new opportunities to see things differently and more people to show us the things that we need to work on and the things that we can praise God for. And we're just really thankful to be on worship team and to be able to be up here every Sunday and see all you worship. It's a really unique perspective to be able to look out and see that. So we thank the Lord for that and just ask for your prayer as this next year. We anticipate lots of new challenges and just having a baby, and that's going to be enough challenge of itself, and just financially seeing what the Lord is going to do and just being reminded that he has always provided for us in the past. And that's a great reminder to Logan and I that he's still going to continue to do that, and it's going to look different, but we know that he's going to provide, and we're thankful for who God is and thankful for all of you. So thanks for having us up here.
At this point, I'd like to invite up Gary Simpson.
Hi, I'm Gary Simpson, and I'm just so blessed just to be here today. And I just want to thank Roger and Brad for asking me to come up here this morning. I've been here about 20 years with my family, and Church of the Canyons has been such a blessing to me, and I just want to talk briefly about small groups. I've been in a small group for probably about 30 years, different groups off and on and in different locations. Small groups means a lot to me. We get to be in small groups and get to know one another on a real personal basis. A real answer to prayer that I've been praying for many years has just come true here over the last year. And we now have two small group / Sunday schools for the adults and for actually any of the adults, all ages. And Dennis leads one of them the first hour down in the college modular. And Bala leads the second one, the second hour in the high school modular. And I've been in both of them, and I'm part of the Faith Builders, which is the group that Dennis is with. We really get to know and have a great time. Dennis leads our worship time with singing along with the other ladies. And so we get to sing and worship the Lord that way. He teaches from the Bible. We get to break up into smaller groups and pray for one another and get to know one another a little bit better. And if you don't know or haven't been, I really encourage you to come to either the first hour with Dennis and our Faith Builders or the second hour with Bala, and just come and be with us and get to know one another. And we have good refreshments, and we have some social times during the year. We meet at different people's houses and fellowship there and even get to know one another even further. During the week, I know there's several small groups being met in different homes and led by some of the elders here and other people. And if you don't know about those, you can talk to anybody on staff or the elders here. And I just really encourage you to get involved in a small group. I see people come first service or second service, and they listen to pastor, and they get up, and right out the back door they go, and you never see them again until maybe next week. And you really can't get to know everybody here at Church of the Canyons, even for the last 20 years that I've been here. And it changes, and most of the people my age I pretty well know, but I remember when Logan was just about that tall, and a lot of the other young men and that are growing up and getting married here, like Adam. And it's just neat to see this church grow, and I really encourage you to come out and be with us in our small groups. Thank you.
Jan Gassman, come on up.
I'm I'm a little shorter than Gary. Yes. Well, I'm talking to you about Bible studies, since that's a big thing in my life. We've been in the book of Psalms for quite a while, but the very last verse of Psalm 150 says, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord." And since this whole service is about praise, I would like to share about praising the Lord in our smaller Bible study groups. Even though we know that God's on our side, he's guiding us and he's comforting us and he's walking alongside of us and encouraging us, it's really neat to be in his word weekly so that we know just what to praise him for. And there's no other way that you could really know that without the study of his word. We have here at Church of the Canyons wonderful Holy Spirit-inspired teaching on Sundays through Pastor Bob and Roger and Jason and others that come and speak to us, and through the various groups that meet in all the different ages, you know, whether it's the Sunday school classes or the high school, college, everything. Everybody has a chance to hear God's word. But there's just something special about being in a small Bible study. You have a chance to get to know people a little bit better. Also, we're together a little more regularly on you know, even though church is once a week, Bible studies are also once a week, but we're in a smaller group. Well, since polling in our country is so important right now, I thought I would try that. And so I asked some of the gals in my Bible study and in some of the other studies what they get out of Bible study. Like, why did you join a Bible study? And how is it manifested in your life? You know, a lot of us just go to Bible study just because somebody else invited us, or we don't have anything to do, or or because we really want to know more about the Lord and how he will work in our lives. And most of us join to learn more about the Lord and Savior. That I would say that's the number one thing, not because we don't have anything to do, because most of us have quite a few things to do. But there's so much in his word that we can apply to our life. You know, even though we come every Sunday and we hear the sermon, or we're in the groups and we hear, it's something different about being in a study and working in a specific book of the Bible where you're all together and you can ask questions and you can help each other. You know, you encourage each other, you comfort each other. And if there's something you don't understand, you can talk about it, and hopefully we come up with what the Lord wants us to know. But it's also an advantage to being in his word every single day. You know, when you take your lesson home and you have to do your lesson, if you open up that Bible every day, many of us do our daily devotions and spend the time with the Lord, but sometimes it's just saying, do this for me, do that for me, or whatever. But when you actually open up the Bible and get into his word, you can figure out how to apply that to your life, or hopefully you do. I think we become a little more Christ-centered when we're actually in a Bible study. And one of the big things that, especially in my Bible study, we have to have about two or three boxes of Kleenex because there's so many things in our lives that, you know, there are people that are hurting all the time, or we're going through difficult situations. And it's just so neat to know that there are people around you who really care and they want to pray for you and with you. And there's probably not a single Tuesday morning that we don't have tears all over our faces. Even though we're there to study God's word, we're applying it to our life. So we are seeing all the things that we can do for each other. We develop really close friendships. Sometimes somebody that you may not have anything in common with, except that you both love the Lord, and you get into a smaller group like that, and you become really good friends. And it's just really a blessing, and it's just you know, really important in our lives to have friends like that. For me personally, Bible study has been a really important part of my life. I've been teaching Bible studies for over 30 years. I don't look like it, do I? I think I must have been about 12 when I started. But even though I've taught the same things over and over several times, I learn something new every time. I don't think the Lord expects us to know everything the first time we go through it. So there's always something that he has for us each time we go through that book. And that's what I love so much about it, is that I'm learning something new all the time. Recently for me, my Bible study group, even though I had to drop out for the year that my husband was ill and before and after he went home to be with the Lord, my group was so wonderful. They were praying for me. They were loving me. They were sending me notes. They were fixing me meals. And they even cleaned my house. It was just, it's just so nice to have really good friends that you can trust. And that we learn, they're truly our sisters in the Lord. And I love it. In closing, I'd like to read something that one of the gals that I polled said. I thought was very good. She said, "People shouldn't wait for a crisis to seek a deeper relationship with the Lord. He has so much to teach you now. Everyone should consider joining a Bible study group, because with so many options, there's got to be at least one that could fit into your schedule. I would say that if you choose not to, one day your schedule could mean nothing if you face a major crisis. It's better to be prepared spiritually so you can face that day and not be crushed." And I wholeheartedly concur. If you're not in a study now, I'd encourage you to be one. And let's praise the Lord together.
All right. At this time, thank you very much, Jan. At this time, Scott Neville. Come on up.
My name is Scott Neville. I am 18 years old, and I go to Canyon High, and I've been here at COC for 14 years. I've been involved with a number of ministries, such as Awana, Children's Church, and I've become a youth group since I was in junior high. God has worked in my life while at COC. I have come to understand that Christianity is not simply a religion, but a relationship with God. While in youth group, I have committed my life to Christ, and I became a Christian when I was a sophomore. I was really angry before, but God has taught me that anger is sin and that I can bring my problems to him in prayer. When I first entered youth group, I was an angry, defiant little boy. Just ask Tim and Roger. Now I know that the Bible teaches me not to be angry. I want to quote a verse, James 1:19. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. And Proverbs teaches that anger will prove to be a snare. I praise God for being here at COC, and I love it here. Thank you.
How wonderful it is to be a part of Church of the Canyons and just being a part of the body of Christ. And it's so encouraging for all these folks to have seen God use them in different places in different ways. And as we go through difficulties, to have brothers and sisters in Christ that come alongside us and wrap their arms around us. And even things like, you know, what Scott was mentioning, it's not always just fun and good times. Sometimes it's when our brothers and sisters come to us and say, "Hey, I see something in your life that isn't right," and being able to work on that and change and just see what God has for us. What a great thing it is to be in God's family. And that's what God has planned. You know, Hebrews 10 says, Don't forsake the assembling together, as is the habit of some. But we need to be thinking about the fact that Jesus is coming back. We need to encourage one another all the more as we see that day approaching. And what a blessing. And, you know, and the big part of this is that Church of the Canyons is not just the people that came up here and shared. It's every single one of you. And on Sunday morning, when we show up and we look around at each other and the folks are out in the front saying hello and we see people walking through that door, man, I am just so thankful for what God has done. And there are things that God does in his life. But what Bob was saying this morning is so important, is that we don't just love the gifts that the Lord gives. We love God himself. And those gifts and seeing what he does in people's lives, that just reminds us, God, you are so gracious, so good, so merciful. And it just makes me love you more. I've seen so many people that when tragedy strikes, all those years of being plugged in and being faithful and growing and learning, and God just really comes around and supplies their needs and meets their needs. And so I just want to say, I am so thankful. I tell people all the time that if I was not a pastor here, there are many good churches in Santa Clarita, but this is the one I would want to bring my family to.